again. And for lack of doubt, I had a wrench in my hand. I was my mother's mind. My daddy's second chance. He went in the rain. First chain went crow, and it all stopped in his eyes. That's super nice. Still home. He never lost his touch when he got on the road. He knew how to make a run. He knew one day he would see his name and get the name. To reach the gap. Once you put it on the floor, one time there ain't no turning back. Every Saturday, he'd take me out to the garage. He'd take me empty bucket, fill it full of Asian parts. He'd set me down the floor, down in front of me on the floor. I'd have to tell him what each one was and what each one was for. He could always pick the winner before they ever took the curve. Number three might have a car for the Braves to have a word. The 14-18 man is sitting out pretty soon. He'll be open up the race. We won't believe it up the way. Toss you all about it. Toss you everything I know you got. Have a car to do it. You got to work by your own. Mustang number two, nobody kept a minute long. They kept a pair of shoes, they started showing up. Every used car lot in town, if he ain't on the go-kart, he turns nobody down. Me and daddy went up, took her home and we tore her down. We checked her out real good, cleaned her up, bored her out. Took out all the seats, pulled the carpet off the floors. All the glass and we welded up the door. Well, the first time that I raised my qualifying was a shame. I started out red, back and came back about the same. Pulled her in the bed, couldn't look my daddy in the eye. He said, if you run now, son, it's gonna haunt you all your life. The best you could have done, and knowing that it's in you, and you never let it out, it's worse than blowing any engine or any wreck you'll ever have. Since then I wrecked a bunch of cars and I broke a bunch of bones. It's anybody's race out there, and I learned to run my own. I shove them in the wall, and I get them from behind. I let them know that I was there. I let them know the track was mine. It's been several years since my daddy passed away, but his picture's on my dice every time I go to race. Lost more than I won, but I ain't gonna give up till they put me in the ground and daddy's name is on it. Thank you.
First time I've ever done that in front of anybody, so you're the first.
So what kind of story do you want to hear? You want to hear a dirty story, don't you? It's Friday night, you want to hear a dirty story. Alright, we got you a dirty story in the form of a song. This song's about a couple that I used to know a long time ago that are long since taking contracts on each other. You know, sometimes it don't work out. Sometimes it's just cheaper to kill her. or him, you know. I'm not passing judgment and I ain't saying it's okay. I'm just saying, sometimes it's easier to take a contract out on them than to go through all that process. And lose all your records. So I think this was like the third or fourth song that I wrote for the Drive-By Truckers before we had such a band. And I know it's the third song that we recorded as a band. And so this one's called Margo and Harold.